The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Yeah,
we're going now.
We're up and running.
Yeah,
wheels up.
Yeah, I'm wheels up, waking up.
Another AM recording.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we don't normally do this, but now that I have to, that I live so far away.
Yeah, well,
it's all right.
I like, you know, when you're like, okay, I'm older now and I gotta watch out, and I didn't last night. Some days is not a Chicago Mothman thing, but like how fucking deep into my own roots that you don't even, I made hot dogs, veggie dogs, but bought all the stuff to make them Chicago style.
Nice.
Steamed them.
Yeah.
Tomato slices.
Yeah.
Diced onion.
Poppy seed bun.
Okay, I didn't get poppy seed bun. I missed out of that. But toasted the buns. I mean, these are different. Toasting or just burning it a little, holding it over the the stove.
I think
it's toasted.
Yeah.
And
do you know the paper towel trick for good hamburger hot dog bun?
What's that?
Take you like two or three, a nice length of paper towels, sprinkle some water all over them, wad it up, sprinkle some water on it, and then wrap the bun real tight with that wet paper towel, and then microwave it for like 15 seconds. That creates a steam effect.
This is some real white trash shit, but it nails it. Mm-hmm. As you freeze the hot dog buns and keep the hot dog in refrigerator, put the hot dog in the frozen hot dog bun in a paper towel and then microwave it.
I love
and
it.
It comes out perfect.
I love it's it. Like, that's genius.
You never want to admit that the microwave is like, that's kind of the best way to do this.
Well, typically I don't like microwaves, but it's a hot dog and it's a bun.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. I was trying to be fancy. I'm like, I had like a vegetable steamer that you put in the pot. I did that with the veggie dog. She's like, Rachel's like, you don't have to do any of this. I'm like, let me just go. Like, I'm learning, all right? Yeah. I'm trying to be good about stuff. But yeah, had that. Didn't have celery salt, but I got that. The Bravado Spices, who has hooked me up with stuff in the past, has like a garlic jalapeno seasoning.
Ooh.
So I put a little bit of that on there.
Okay.
Did not have sport peppers.
Okay.
And had, but the relish. But easy stuff.
Relish. Yeah.
Ate three of those.
Okay.
Went to the show
where
Lindsay Ames was doing her show called Make That Sandwich.
Uh-huh.
She gave me a marinated tofu and halloumi cheese thing.
A what?
Halloumi cheese.
What's that?
I don't. It's cheese. But it's like a sturdy cheese. It's like a you know, there's like foundation cheeses.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a cheese that's like gonna be a friend.
Uh huh.
Like, oh, hey, what is this, a sandwich? I'll join this party.
Uh huh.
And then there's just like this. You got to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah.
You know, grilled cheese. You put like you got a cheddar in there just hanging out or something.
Halloumi
cheese.
Huh.
And then so I had that. I was drinking wine. And got stoned, did my show. Then
you got stoned before the show?
No.
Okay.
I can't do that. But
me neither.
But this is the mess. Like, this was like booze bag leaving Las Vegas, Kyle. It's because I was by myself. Yeah, I was in a Lyft coming home, and I went back past the Rustic.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, man, I haven't been to the Rustic in a while.
Yeah,
which
me neither.
It's like, it's one of the last good dive bars that stayed shitty in like the eastern part of Hollywood, Los Angeles area, for those of you listening.
Surprisingly good food, too.
Yeah. But people don't realize, like, I mean, you go to Chicago, everybody's a dive bar, and it's, you can tell the cigarette smoke's in the walls and everything, and it's, and you probably have, if you're lucky, you have those in your city, and they've stayed that way. Here, everything turns over so much.
Yeah.
That those are few and far between. There's like fake dive bars. Like, look at this dive bar we made in 2009.
Yeah.
But we made it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But Rustic has just been the same thing.
How long do you think it's been there?
Oh, I don't
know. 70s? 60s?
Oh, I don't know about that. I bet maybe it's like an early 90s thing.
Oh, okay.
But I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's just a dump. There's no like theme. Like, that's the thing. LA is, everything's got to have a theme. Like, this is my good time at Davy Wayne's. It's like your dad's basement in the 70s, which is like a fun thing to see, but I'm never going to be like, I want to just hang out and have a drink at a bar. Let's go to the novelty theme park bars.
Nah.
But rustic is one of those. But I went in there. It was pretty sad. Usually there's like some characters. Like I just like eavesdropping.
Yeah.
But there's nobody in there. But I still had two beers there. Then came home and had. Now we're looking at like 2 a.m. and I had 2 slices of deep dish pizza left over, and I ate that and woke up with a heart working overtime.
Oh boy, yeah, three dogs and 2 deep dish slices.
Yeah, nice. And some fried cheese in the middle
oh,
there.
Oh boy.
I was on it. I was on one. I was on one last night, man. I didn't need those 2 extra beers. I'm like, I just want to sit in a bar that's a bar and just like eavesdrop. Listen to Weirdo, but there was nothing. There was
nothing going on.
Yeah.
Would you believe that I've had Rustic's chicken noodle soup? It's odd to have chicken noodle soup in a dirty dive bar.
Well, but that's, I mean, because the other food's good, I would have no problem trusting the other stuff on the menu.
Katie used to be a very much regular there years ago before she stopped drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And she would just, like, she'd be there. I'm not talking bad about her, but she wasn't just like a full-blown drunk. But, you know, if she had the day off, she might be there at 11 a.m. And she would text me.
That's the kind of bar that would support that.
Yeah, and she would text me a lot of times like, hey, come eat lunch with me at the Rustic. And I'm like, lunch at the Rustic?
Oh, man. They got good wings.
Good stuff. Yeah. Chicken noodle soup. They would have like weird daily specials.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's tomato soup and grilled cheese and just weird, you know, stuff you wouldn't normally think of bar food.
But then at night, it's like, I mean, it was like real, like one of those places, a lot of coke. When you look down, you're like, oh, shit, that's carpeting. I didn't know. I thought that was like just a hardwood floor painted black.
Yeah.
That was the kind of place, like, my parents met at a place like that. There used to be a place called the Comeback Inn in Melrose Park. And, like, the big thing there was, like, supposed to be, like, an Alaskan lodge.
Uh-huh.
And they had a grizzly bear or a polar bear stuffed in, like, plexiglass above the entrance.
Wow.
So as a kid, they'd be like, oh, we're going to go there. They got, like, the big pub burgers. And then the catacombs, which is you go downstairs, and everything was, like, whatever they use, probably just a bunch of asbestos, but made it look like a cave system. There's booths in there.
Wow.
And it was like the peanut shells on the floor type place. But then you realize like, oh yeah, this is a 4 a.m. bar where all the fucking psychos from the airport would come and get drunk after their late shifts. But as a kid, you're like, I'll go there. Like as a kid, during the day, like the Rustic, you go during the day, you get a burger.
Yeah.
You're sitting there, everything's fine. It's a little dingy, but... Oh, at night, like, oh, that's my parents basically met at a place like the Rustic at midnight on a Tuesday. I'm like, oh, this is your dive bar. This place is the Wild West after 9 p.m.
Yeah. No, I really like that place.
Like anyway.
Big booths. I like those big booths, semicircle booths.
Pitchers of beer. I forget what they call their sandwich there. They're good. Like, they do something fun with the...
So what else going on, man? You shred this week?
I was shredding. I shredded. Well, we recorded during your drama. That was after one shred.
Yeah.
And then I went out yesterday. It was pretty. Kept the rubber on the ground.
Okay.
And just did some spots around town. Yeah. Like we were talking before we started.
Mm-hmm.
Writing new jokes.
Good.
Excited. And they're not. And it's exciting when you like a joke and and it bombs right away. You're like, oh, we got work to do.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, doing that. I mean, it's pretty uneventful.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
I hear you.
Just being me.
Yeah.
I
understand.
How are you, Dave? How has your domestic situation transpired?
Oh, I'm fine.
Deep dish.
There you go. I guess we should give a quick update.
The people want to know.
That happened in your presence.
That was after we recorded.
Ironically, Barbara popped in literally 2 minutes after we wrapped up last week's episode, after you hit stop on the recorder. 2 minutes later, she pops in, and I did have to do a little tactical response. I wasn't interested in furthering the argument or the drama. But once she was in the house, I did go out there and make sure that she was unarmed. And then, of course, her and her boyfriend are like, what are you talking about? I was like, hey, you fucking idiot. Don't you remember that 6 hours earlier you sent someone a message saying you might shoot him with a shot? What are you talking about? And I said, let me see your fucking purse. And I made her open her purse and show me that she didn't have a gun. And but just, and there was, you probably witnessed a little bit of the back and forth. And then finally there was just a, I'm sorry I was drunk. Like, it was kind of a, I'm sorry, comma, I was drunk. Like, not a, I'm genuinely sorry for the mess that I made, but I was drunk. I was, what do you want from me? I'm drunk. And then somebody may have said, you know, well, you can't do any better than that. And I go, literally, that's the fucking least you can do. Is say it. But it was still this tone of like, what do you want from me? I was drunk. Not my fault.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's if you get drunk once in a while and mm-hmm. you made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm. But here's my question that I failed to address this. I mean, in that
we do have a topic this week.
Yeah, we do have a topic. But the it's not my fault I was drunk. Let's say hypothetically the day of the event that she woke up that day sober. All right, she started her day sober, hypothetically.
Yeah.
And knowing that her son was there to visit, at what point, like, do you take any responsibility for the first drink? You know that you're a shitbag. You know that you're a full-blown drunk. You know that your son's visiting. How about a little responsibility for taking that first drink? Like, I get that after you've started drinking, by the rules of the shitty drunk, it's not my fault. But, like, any responsibility for starting drinking that day, the day that your son who lives in another state visits? No.
I mean, that's...
No responsibility for that?
That's the disease.
Mm-hmm. I also failed to mention this, not that it's a big factor, but myself involved in this... dispute that I described last week, completely sober. Not that, you know, but hey, yeah. for whatever it's worth, I myself was completely sober because I'm still batting
going,
a thousand.
Still going strong?
Still batting a thousand on my New Year's. It's not really a New Year's resolution because I'm going to drink again at some point. It's more of a just, oh, here's a nice convenient starting point of the New Year to take a little break and maybe shed some pounds.
It's good, man.
But, yeah.
It's like, good to clean it out.
Going almost a month now. So, but yeah, for whatever it's worth, I did fail to mention that when I was describing the whole event last week. Myself, completely sober. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm still drunk from last night.
Yeah,
Well, I'm glad you're moving out.
Yeah, man.
You're remedying your end of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're all wishing the best for Barbara, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
For the sake of the children, Dave. For
yeah,
the
that's
sake
true.
Of the children.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know what to say on that. We had a
yeah, you had to witness
the year, that. This year, as far as the Boogie Monster is concerned, the year has been a weird one.
Yeah.
We let you off for a few weeks, mm-hmm. and then it was right into some real reality show level drama, some Real Housewives type shit. Ugh. And then here we are. Now we're back. We're back. Regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, here we are, man.
Of talking about food
mm-hmm.
and the ghouls.
Oh, speaking of which, food, not
of
ghouls.
Which.
I may have plugged this in the past, but I just gotta. Never been a big supporter
plug
of Arby's,
it, Daddy.
Never. Gross.
Yeah, man. I'm a little. Well, looped out, buddy.
Plug it, Daddy.
Yeah.
Never been a huge fan of Arby's.
Plug my Arby's, Daddy.
Ever since when I was in high school, I had a friend who worked there, and he claimed that the roast beef would be mailed to them in, like, gelatinous tubes that they would then freeze and slice.
Yeah.
Just gelatinous roast beef tube.
No, I mean, it is not a piece of, it's like an assembled item.
I will say, however, I got to give them props. The Arby's Smokehouse Brisket Sandwich, not bad at all. Now, I'm not saying it's, you know, top shelf, authentic Texas style barbecue, but it's smoky. And it's got, they got the, I guess it's brisket. There's onion rings. There's barbecue sauce. And there's like Gouda cheese or something. Big old, talking about foundation cheese. Like a smoked Gouda.
I just tried to look up and find an Arby's, like an image of what the meat looks like. Mm. And, oh, God. I didn't find that. I found, did you know Arby's had a sandwich called the Meat Mountain?
No.
Yeah. It looks...
The meat mountain. Is that one where they put all the different types? I don't like
it
that.
It looks like somebody put an M80 in an orangutan's vagina.
Oh, no.
It is fucking horrifying.
Can I see?
Yes.
Let's see what you're working with there.
This is... Goddamn. Hold on. Let me get that. Look at that.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, see, I don't need that.
It looks like an exit wound. This is oh shit, man. I mean, this is old, it's old news.
I don't need you to put five different types of meat on a sandwich. You know, unless we're talking Italian.
It's the most amount of meat you'd eat on a sandwich.
If we're talking Italian, I don't mind you going nuts with the pepperoni and slime because they're all kind of in the same family. I don't need roast beef and turkey and ham all on the same shit. I saw somebody's got some shit like that where it's a bunch of stuff, and then they throw a fish patty in there. Ugh. What are you doing?
I mean, goddamn. All right. This is okay. I'm just going down. I think this is an Arby's meat. It's just a big block of flesh.
Uh huh.
That you hold on. Where's that picture? Look at that. I think that's it. You just get that. It's like a big piece of bologna, and then just slice off what's needed. Yeah, I'm looking at a Chowhound article saying like it's like a composite meat, kind of like how Spam is not ham, but it's Spam. Hmm.
Ironically, I do like Spam, though. Spam has started to advertise again. They have commercials.
Yeah, you know what I want? I always wanted ham to be saltier. You know what's been missing out of ham all these years? It was the salt.
And that mishmash texture.
Yeah. I don't hydrate enough. I need to be kicked in the gear. So eat some Spam. Drink a 50-gallon drum of water.
I do like a little Spam every now and then. With some fried rice, egg on top.
Don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. It's not bad.
But all right. So you're all right with this Arby's sandwich. Big shocker.
Yeah.
Listeners, Arby's. Dave's all right with an Arby's sandwich.
I'm all right with the Arby's Smokehouse brisket sandwich. Not a fan of many of their offerings, but.
Give me that beef and cheddar, baby. Yeah. That was what John Roy called it. He's like, oh, you mean Arby's? Yeah. I'm not going to get mad if it's $2. It's like gray swimming.
Yeah, like a swimming cap.
Yeah, give me your gray swim cap with your horsey sauce. I don't give a shit.
Elephant ear.
Dave!
Did you see this Netflix thing, Don't Fuck with Cats?
You seen this thing? I saw that. Oh, man.
You see the whole thing?
I did watch it.
Yeah.
It's intense.
I had the first episode, though, I had to watch it like I was watching a horror movie.
Because you didn't know if they were going to show.
Yeah, and I can't deal with that. Yeah. They showed enough.
I don't want to. For the people that are listening, if you haven't seen it, although I feel like we're probably late to the game. I feel like everybody's already seen it.
It's been out for a few weeks.
Yeah, it's
the cat component is just kind of the catalyst.
A guy made a video and he killed a cat. Mm. And but the story is about the sleuths, amateur sleuthing mm-hmm. that people put in. Which was impressive and good on them.
They spent a lot of time on that.
I mean, it's kind of in this day and age of like we're talking about facial recognition and mm-hmm. governments are going to use. I forget what city the cops were using a facial recognition app and stuff. They ruled it unconstitutional. Like it's depending on what river of news you want to dive into. Because mm-hmm. that's why I realize I get stuck on this negative stuff. I'm like, oh, AI and all this shit, and we're all doomed. Mm-hmm. But to hear, like, it was just amateurs at home looking at one video and figuring out how to find this guy based on that was...
They were
pretty
smart.
That part was cool. It was sad that it was because of this. It wasn't like, oh, a fun puzzle game. It was because there was a psychopath mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah.
But,
what a fucking maniac that guy was.
They're out there, man.
Jesus.
Those people exist in the world. Mm. How many people do you think you've walked past that are psychopaths? Like, I wonder, like, what percentage, and like, just in your day, walking by, guy behind you in line at Arby's.
I think about that shit all the time. Like, just being out in public and like, I wonder how many sex offenders are right here.
Think about that shit all the time.
No, I do.
Maybe you're the psychopath, Dave.
No, I do. I'm always curious. Of, like, I think about that like in multiple different categories. I think I've told you before, like, I love, like, if I'm just at a mall waiting on Katie or something, just sitting and people watching, I'll think, I wonder if any of these people are aliens.
Well,
and then fill in the blank. Wonder if they're blank. Wonder if this. Wonder if they're that. But like, it is fascinating.
Statistically, yeah. What? And it's not like, okay, yeah, the homeless guy under the bridge screaming and yelling mm-hmm. probably has some problem. Maybe violent, not violent with calculation, but violent because he's got, you know, mm-hmm. voices in his head telling him to do things. But like, just the calculated serial killer type shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just started listening to Monster, the podcast about the DC sniper.
Oh, really?
So I haven't got that far enough in before they start revealing stuff. But mm-hmm. just in your day-to-day life, like, we probably all just, oh, that guy looks normal.
Mm-hmm.
A little wound tight or what have you. Or the BTK killer.
Oh,
that
yeah.
guy was a security. He installed security systems in people's homes. Another reason to get Simply Safe. Yeah. I don't know if that's an ad for this week, but it would have tied in perfectly. Like, if you want that guy coming in your house, get a Simply Safe, and you do it yourself. You keep him out of your house. You don't let him into your house.
BTK was...
No promo code.
Was...
That, by the way.
Loose, on the loose, and active in the same town that my brother and sister-in-law were living at that time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's scary.
What town was that?
I want to say Wichita Falls.
Yeah,
or
it was like Kansas or something.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Wichita or Wichita Falls. They've lived in both, I think. Anyway. But yeah, I made that connection. But...
Be careful out there, everybody.
Be
careful out there.
I love judging strangers.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I think a lot of – a common characteristic that I think a lot of sex offenders and pedophiles share is poor eyesight. You ever see a guy with thick Coke bottle glasses? Like, yeah, keep an eye on that one. I don't know. Because I look on these sex offender registries a lot. Everywhere. And every time I move to a new neighborhood, I always check the sex offender list. And so many sex offenders have big Coke bottle glasses. I'm not saying everybody with poor vision.
So
and
maybe they
glasses.
Don't know it's kids they're attracted to. They were like, that's a pretty lady. And like, that's a six-year-old boy. Like, no, I didn't mean it. I have bad vision.
I mean, just that look. Just that. Speaking of which, I watched a little piece on 60 Minutes the
oh,
other day.
Oh, he's perverts. Bad eyes.
I'm serious. You know what I'm talking about?
You catch him, you go to the optometrist.
The big frames. The big frames and the thick frames. And just that look of like, huh, I'm playing by a different set of rules. I watched a piece on it wasn't on 60 Minutes. It was a YouTube clip of 60 Minutes about a trailer park in St. Petersburg, Florida. Called what are they called? Village. The nickname is Village of the Damned, mm-hmm. where it's every tenant of the trailer park is a convicted sex offender, and like it's set up on purpose that way because they can't, you know,
can't live anywhere else.
They can't live anywhere else, and like you know, if they do serve their time and get out, they got to live somewhere.
Where is this?
St. Petersburg, Florida. It's just this trailer park, and it's probably got 50, 60 trailers, and mm-hmm. every single person there, and it's all male. No kids are obviously allowed to live there. But and then they just interviewed a lot of them, and some of them are owning it. They're like, yeah, I did this, and you know, now I'm trying to redeem myself. And
I mean, I do feel bad for the, like, well, I was 18, my girlfriend was 16, and now I'm on a sex offender
registry. Well, that's
registry,
different.
You can know it's consensual sex.
Yeah. Well, and there's also stories of, like, people, when you get on those sex offender registry list, indecent exposure charges are also on there, and a lot of times that's just a guy who was pissing in public because he was drunk.
My dick's out in this apartment all the time.
Yeah,
like I stand by the fact, like if you want to look in here, that's you.
Yeah.
That's you deal with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not telling. I'm on the second story. I'm not forcing you to look up in this window, and I'm not doing it for thrills. I'm just like, all right, I got a shower. I'm gonna get it. I'm thirsty. I'll drip dry a little bit.
But they were showcasing this subgenre of folks. And I've never heard of this, called virtuous pedophiles. And they had this therapist on there talking about the difference between a child molester and a pedophile. A pedophile, they claim you're born that way, but a pedophile initially is just someone who is attracted sexually to children and doesn't act on it. You're not – but anyway.
Well, no, I mean, there's stuff like I've read, like people talk about it on – on, like, I think it was on Reddit or somewhere, people like, they can identify as a pedophile, like, I know there's something wrong with me.
Exactly.
I'm not going to act on this.
Yes.
But, and I know there's something wrong.
That would be a virtuous pedophile. Someone who's like, I'm attracted to kids. I haven't acted on anything yet,
let's
but
not
just
go
so
with
you know.
Virtuous. That's,
yeah,
I mean,
well, that's
not,
what they
I
call
mean,
themselves.
I think honest. I think yeah. honest is the word you're looking for mm-hmm. if you're just telling people.
But they interviewed a couple of guys who are like, I believe me or not, but I've never acted on, never touched anybody, but I am attracted, and it's something I have to live with, and I work at it every day.
I think somebody has this joke already, but, like, what a great way to just keep kids from bothering you. Like, nah, I'm a pedophile. You should probably fuck off. Maybe you just hate kids. Like, yeah. No, Halloween candy. Don't come here.
Get away from
against
me.
It's the law. Mm. That was a joke I was trying to make about because my mom found out about it. It's like, did you know there's 9 pedophiles in this neighborhood? I'm like, you're 70 years old. You're fine. Like, what are you worried about?
Well, I have a joke about, like, when MySpace and all that was first starting, my dad told me, and he wasn't being funny. He was just like, be careful. There's a lot of perverts on MySpace. And I was like, Dad, what do you think is going to happen to me? Like, I'm a grown man. But, like, okay, I'll watch out.
Well, we do have a mutual friend who got caught up in a situation.
Yeah, he did. Got extorted.
Yeah, extorted. don't trust.
Yeah, don't jack off on webcams.
That's just good advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially to strangers.
You got tape on your little camera on your computer?
No, not yet.
Tape on mine.
Yeah, I used to. I've never done it with this one. I can. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get into my computer, you know what I'm looking at. If you see what I'm looking at, you know what I'm doing while I'm looking at it. I mean, I just don't need the confirmation.
We got a smart TV now.
That shit's creepy.
Here's something I've noticed with the smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a sensor, but if you're sitting down in your chair watching our smart TV, you could stay there for 8 hours and everything's good.
Yeah.
But you get up, go to the bathroom for 10 minutes, you come back, the TV's turned off. Is that a sensor or somebody watching us?
I mean, maybe it's like a movement, mm-hmm. like a motion sensor. And that just might be like a, hey, like a power-saving thing.
Yeah.
Or the guise of a power-saving thing. Mm-hmm. But no, there was a, again, in the which river of news and conspiracies you want to go down, like about how smart TVs are going to be analyzing your home and seeing what brands you use, and it all funnels back into how can the advertising be more targeted. How mm-hmm. like, and we talked about how everything's listening to you, and you know, you mention one thing and then you get the ads for mm-hmm. that. You Google it.
I get Googling
all
it.
Bird I looked up all bird shoes or something because my sister was getting them for my parents for Christmas. I couldn't escape an all bird shoe ad.
Really?
Like everything I looked at had advertisements for these fucking shoes. Mm-hmm. And at what point does it work? I'm going to say, like, we all think we're impervious to it.
Oh, it works on me.
But yeah, like, you see it enough times of, like, this is the most comfortable shoe. This is the most comfortable shoe. Not just saying it right now. This shit's going to pop up. Mm-hmm. This is, you're like, fuck, maybe I got to try this comfortable shoe finally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like my Instagram feed, like I'll get like mm-hmm. vinyl record companies and stuff. And you
yeah,
know,
if you followed
like
somebody,
cat
it's
toys,
curate, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'll click on that and see what that is. And
yeah,
I bought stuff from those
I
ads.
Hate it when I wind up buying some mm-hmm. from targeted ads. It's like, well, now you're encouraging them yeah. to develop more of this.
Yeah.
Those but is it making it easier? It's like, oh, this is what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, you got me. It's not like I'm dumb with my money entirely. Well,
yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, you're not selling me something I have no interest in.
Yeah.
By the way, those fucking cat earrings I ordered from China last Christmas never showed up. Somebody asked about that, and I forgot to answer, but yeah.
Oh.
That was from an Instagram targeted ad. I was like, oh, cat earrings. Oh, Katie will love those.
That's where you got to be careful. I bought some dog shit off it was like going out of business, like Hawaiian wear, and I was like, oh, we were about to go to Hawaii. I'm like, I'll get a Hawaiian shirt that's however much percent off. And it was all, that was the stuff I got. These shorts I'm wearing now are, like, it's just Chinese garbage and they're just getting it out there. Like, these are, I think, a double XL, these shorts that I'm wearing. Me. I have a size 32 waist. And they're holding it all in.
Uh-huh.
The shirt I ordered was a medium. They gave me a medium, but uh-huh. it was like a dress on me. Like, just absolute disregard of what labels were being put in, stitched in, this and that. It's be very, very careful of, unless it's a brand, just the weird stuff. Like, I saw like the adventure pants. I'm like, oh, I'll get some like discounted Chinese adventure pants.
What's an adventure pants?
Just like out, like Bear Grylls style, like okay. extra stitching pockets and like, thick. Yeah, then pad, like knees. Like, okay, if I'm, you know, out camping and off roading and digging around and shit, and I'm going to wear one pair of pants for 4 days.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like kneeling in the dirt, making fires and shit. Like, it's you could do it in jeans. You'd be fine. But I'm like, okay, I'll check these out. And all the comments were like, these things are absolute garbage. The size isn't right. The stitching falls out. Like, read the comments about people just... Or they'll won't allow comments on it because they know they're selling you crap.
Hey, everybody. Faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Anyway, do we want to talk about, we're getting into it.
Let's
we're back
into
it. We're talking about AI and that we're all in a spy state and we're all in a surveillance state and we welcome it.
Yeah.
And we can be followed everywhere with our devices.
Well, before I get into this topic, it made me think about how it affects me personally. How often would you say you are legitimately sick? To the point, like, let's pretend we both had 9-to-5 jobs. How often are you sick? How many times a year are you sick that you would have to legitimately call into work?
I was sick like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Enough to keep you from going to work if you had a job?
I was pissed because it was last week. I was here and I stayed in. I stayed in for 3 days. And it was because I was kind of getting sick. I get pissed off when I'm in that middle state of like, all right, if it's coming, hit me with.
Yeah.
Like, not plug up my nose. Give me diarrhea. Like, put me down for the count. Don't give me this kind of like half idea of sickness.
It's the worst request ever.
Yeah, give me that rhea. You know? I can fill me up with that Perlman, baby.
I used to have a job where I had sick days. Mm-hmm. Had X amount a year. And then I've also had jobs where I had zero benefits, such as landscaping. Mm-hmm. You know, any construction or blue-collar job for the most part. You know, if you don't show up to work that day, that's fine. You're just not getting paid that day.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much healthier I was when I was working jobs where I didn't get paid, didn't have paid sick days.
Yeah.
And the job where I did, I was like, oh, about every 2 or 3 months, I don't think I can make it today, boss. But, you know.
You have those days. You got to use them. Like, I mean, because then I got Rachel sick. Whatever I had went over to her, and she finally went to work today. She was out all week.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets pissed when somebody shows up to the office.
That's true,
she's
too.
Like,
that's
she's like,
thing.
You're not a fucking hero.
Yeah.
I still made it in. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's the
we
flip side.
We all are going to get sick. I mean, I have been lucky to have a pretty strong immune system. I mean, I think it's because of, like, how I've treated myself throughout, like, just eating poison and all this stuff. Like, now, like, all right, once a year, usually about this time of year, I'll get a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's, I mean, I don't go to the doctor for it. I take the medicines. I laid around for 3 days last week. And then, about once a year.
Yeah. Well, it just made me think of that. Because what I want to talk about today, have you heard about what's going on in China right now?
Yeah, they're making shitty pants.
I opened myself up for that one. Dude, there's a virus going on.
Yeah. And coronavirus.
The coronavirus. And I've already lost my note where what city it's in.
Wuhan.
Which is a city I've never heard of. I know Hong Kong and some of the big ones. Bangkok's Thailand.
China's a big place. Yeah. And Hong Kong is kind of its own state.
Yeah.
Also.
11 million people in that city. 11 million people. And the city.
Yeah, it's fucking China, man. Every city has.
I mean, that's more people than are in L.A. Or at least L.A.,
China,
the city,
is too much.
Well, I knew the
China's extra.
The country of China is
extra.
Gigantic, but I didn't realize a city I never heard of had 11 million people. Yeah. Anyway.
Remember how they had to limit people to having one kid?
Yeah.
That's how much people.
The whole city's on lockdown. You can't get in or out. No travel. And it's right now, they think the reason this thing's starting to spread is this week they're celebrating their Lunar New Year. Mm-hmm. Or the Chinese New Year, I guess. I don't know exactly what that is, but it's their equivalent of like Christmas.
All these Chinese and their Loony New Years.
But like, I've always been fascinated with pandemics. Like the concept of like a virus wiping us all out. Ever since I saw that movie Outbreak, remember that?
Yeah, that was
the
90s? A scary one.
God, that scared the shit out of me.
Oh, it's like, yeah, it's not even an enemy that's a human being. It's like, oh, it's just a sneeze, mm-hmm. and then we're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, they found it. It's a stateside now, by the way.
Yes, exactly. 26 people as of right now. By the way, we're recording this a few days earlier than when it comes out. So when you're listening to this, there's no telling what it might be up to. But as of
we're done.
A few days before, 26 people dead, over 800 just in China affected. The whole city is on lockdown. The World Health Organization has yet to declare it like a global emergency.
Monitoring. That could send people into a real panic.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. But like everybody over there is wearing the mask. You look at the news, and that's something I've always thought Asian people are onto something, because for years now, like, I see Asian folks walking around wearing masks. And I don't know if it's like in L.A., I don't know if it's just the shitty air quality or like they're ahead of the curve.
I mean, but it's also too. It's also they don't want to get sick. And it's also a consideration of maybe they are sick and they don't want to spread that.
But there's something ominous about like you just see a group of people.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they're wearing a surgical mask, but it's I think they're certain cultures are more in tune with certain things. Maybe they're more aware of, you know, with their herbal medicine and you know, Asian remedies, and also that maybe we're the idiots for not doing that.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, cool. So-and-so showed up sick to work, and now everybody in their area is sick, and they walked over to this part of the office. Now they're all sick. Yeah, if you were wearing a mask, that would have been, you know, a wise move.
I wear a dust mask when I clean the litter box. You know, just because you're down in there.
Don't huff them.
Yeah, I don't want to huff those fumes.
Huff them cat tootsies.
But yeah, two cases so far as of this recording in America, one near Seattle, one near Chicago. I know at least the Chicago one is a lady who just returned from a trip to China. I don't know what happened to the person in Seattle. But real quick, just a refresher on the word pandemic. It's an epidemic of disease that has spread across a large region, for instance, multiple continents or even worldwide. Now, pandemic doesn't necessarily mean it's deadly or life-threatening. There could be, you know, milder diseases that still would qualify as a pandemic. But this particular one, the coronavirus, is a respiratory infection, much like the flu. And I'm not going to pretend to understand all the science behind it, but I believe I don't know if they've even named or labeled or identified what specific virus is going on right now, but SARS, and then there was another one in the Middle East, MERS. These are subsets of a larger coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Like the flu. And the reason is what's so scary about it, there's no cure. Even antibiotics, there's literally nothing they can do for you other than kind of quarantine and keep you away from other folks.
Keep you alive, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, similar to flu symptoms. So it really, I mean, it's not that bad by itself, but old people and kids are more vulnerable.
Yeah. This is what made the zombie movies so scary, because they basically made the idea of a pandemic, and that's what oh, this guy was on a boat with these people, and that same thing with the like mm-hmm. outbreak. But like, oh, yeah. this person went here and got that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Well,
it's just a little bit of blood. Don't worry, everybody.
I might want to put on your mask. But also, it made me think about other pandemics and things of this nature throughout history, and I'm going to rattle off a few notable ones. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. The Antonine Plague, back around 165 AD, wiped out 5 million people. Also known as the Plague of Galen, the Antonine Plague was an ancient pandemic that affected Asia Minor, Egypt, Greece, and Italy, and is thought to have been either smallpox or measles. That wiped out 5 million people. Jesus. Like, right now, we're at 25 people. But imagine if this spreads, and 6 months later, it's wiped out 5 million people. Back in the years 540 to 542, there's a thing called the Plague of Justinian. 25 million people it wiped out. Thought to have killed perhaps half the population of Europe. The Plague of Justinian was an outbreak of the bubonic plague that affected the Byzantine Empire and the Mediterranean port cities. 25 million people. Probably the most notable one, the Black Death or the Black Plague, back in the middle 1300s. No real accurate number. Estimated 75 to 200 million people died. That's in a seven-year period. 200 million people. Approximately a third of Europe's population.
You hear about the stories. You go over there and they have here's a quarantine area, like a room, like, oh, you're sick? Just get in there and lock them in there until they die.
Jeez.
And stuff. When I was in Edinburgh, there was areas like, yeah, if you go back far enough into these, cause you're still doing, the city's still there.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, okay, here's your ice cream shop, but also it's built in a building from, because like what years was Black Plague?
1346 to 1353.
I wonder if they were that old. Maybe it was
mid 14th century.
They're saying like, you could see like where people like it was, you know, mortared up.
Uh-huh.
And, like they're like the claw marks and messages scratched into the wall from the people that were dying.
Oh,
I think it was that old. Let's see.
Like, what a terrible way to die too. I know it's a real obvious statement, but like, to just slowly die of illness, you know, like rather than just a swift, hit by a train.
That's 12th century for Edinburgh. Yeah, okay. I just to wither away with just any disease seems like if I'm going to get one, like let it take me quick. Don't drag me out and dangle this a little bit better, a little bit worse, a little bit better, a little bit worse. Mm. Let's just.
Yeah. No thanks. More recently, the third cholera pandemic, 1852 to 1860, wiped out 1 million people. Originated in India. More recently than that, 1889 to 1890, in the course of 1 year, they had the flu pandemic. 1 million people died. Originally called the Asiatic flu or the Russian flu. Strain was thought to be an outbreak of the influenza A virus, subtype H2N2. 1 million people wiped out with that. 1910 to 1911, the sixth cholera pandemic. 800,000 plus died, spreading the Middle East, North Africa, Eastern Europe, and Russia. Had another flu pandemic in 1918. 20 to 50 million people died. 1918 to 1920, a disturbingly deadly outbreak of influenza tore across the globe, infecting over a third of the world's population, ending the lives of 20 to 50 million people. Good God. I mean, that you think about that. That is a lot of fucking people. 2 million people died in the Asian flu in the 1950s.
Okay, let's look at it in a very crass idea. Is this what needs to happen? We need to like, all right, there's too many of this thing. Something's going to wipe it out. If there wasn't that many people in some region, people got sick in, but they didn't travel. They didn't leave that village. Only that village would die. Now we got all these people. I'm not saying it's because there's a God or because it has to happen, but having this many people moving throughout, like, it's maybe kind of bound to happen and kind of supposed to. The way, you know, the Redwoods, they found out they need to be hit by lightning and be started on fire because that's clears out the underbrush and allows new saplings to grow.
Yep.
You know, I'm not like trying to spur like, hey, go sneeze in each other's mouths. But, you know, like, but maybe.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up because now what I'm about to say is based on absolutely zero facts. But the conspiracy theorist in me cannot help to think, is this some Agenda 21 shit?
Which one was that?
Agenda 21 is basically the theory that the Illuminati and the New World Order, going back to the Georgia Guidestones, want to reduce our population to 500 million, which based on 7 billion, I think that's like 95% of a reduction of 95%. Like, I'm just saying, there's two overpopulation. We've talked about this a lot. But, like, is this somehow, like, oops?
You get, like, a Willy Wonka ticket that says, all right, it's going down. Everybody get in your bunkers.
I'm just saying.
500 million people are keeping a secret right now?
No, no, I'm not saying. No, I'm saying those, the New World Order, that very small percentage of people that are in the Illuminati or the New World Order, maybe they are putting this out there on purpose to wipe out huge portions of our population.
Yeah, but you got to have something that you can control. You know, poison the water supply of a city if you don't want that city around. Don't make it a disease where somebody be like, I'm going to go over here now. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, maybe they have secret vaccines for it. Maybe there is a cure for it. Maybe there's a vaccine. And they're just like, all right, it's time to let this virus out.
I think you just got enough people piled into one place that they're there's going to be a sort of disease that wants to – there's going to be a virus that wants to live. And it's going to be real strong because he's going to make it like a little superstar against all odds, you know. The flu moves to L.A. all the time. We got a lot of flu, but what's the super virus that's really going to stand out? The flu, I had a commercial in the Super Bowl. I made it a little bit. But who's the next Tom Cruise of viruses?
Yeah.
Maybe it's this coronavirus really shot right to the top.
It started, they think they've figured out its point of origin, which is a little seafood market there in Wuhan. And
I was going to eat some chicken when I was in there a couple years ago. And I was like, all right, man, well, I'll try this street food. Like, you think, like, you know, you saw all your Anthony Bourdain shows and everything where they're, yeah, let me try this whatever on a possum on a stick. That you guys are cooking up because, oh, I want to experience the culture. And then we're at a train station, and I was like, I'm going to try this chicken. And the guys were like, don't do that.
Oh, really?
Absolutely do not do that. You will get sick. I'm like, oh, all right.
Man, did you ever release that joke about going to a market in Korea? Was it Korea? Where they? I didn't know you could stack manta rays.
Oh, the Korean seafood. No,
dude,
I don't think
that
so.
That was such that a was funny just premise about, you know, processed food. No, that's good. It's good to have some process.
Oh, I think it might have been on Loose in Chicago.
I don't remember it, but boy, that's a good bit. But that reminds me of that, like just going to some of these markets and just that's kind of what it seems like this started. It was just a little open-air seafood market and some food, some animal was, I don't know, had the virus, somehow contaminated.
Yeah,
somebody ate it, and now they're able to transfer it from human to human.
Reese's peanut butter situation of like, oh, you got your fecal matter in my fish bacteria. You got your fish bacteria in my fecal matter. Anyway, it's somehow in my eye.
I've always thought, though, like, you know, we've talked about that on this show before, the, like, if the world's ever going to end or if humanity's going to be annihilated, how's it going to be? Is it going to be an asteroid? Is it going to be, man, viruses. This is some scary shit.
Asteroid would be dope.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool.
Just like, man, the sky looks nuts. Why is there a sunset? It's only 1:30 p.m. Then you're gone. You're just gone. That's
why's
it.
The sun coming towards me?
Yeah.
It's hot. But no, this just feels like the beginning of you know, an apocalyptic zombie movie.
Well, but they've always blown this kind of thing out of proportion. I mean, I hope that's the case of. And you know what?
Look at the shit I just read off. Like, hundreds of millions of people getting wiped out in a few years. Now, granted, this was, you know, centuries ago. But.
Yeah. When the medical treatment for it was a leech in a potato sack covered in brandy. Like, that was that's why.
But they admit, or, you know, if they're telling the truth, they're like, there's no cure for this right now. This current coronavirus, there is no cure. It's antibiotics is not going to do it. Vaccines are not going to do it. And they're just like,
but at least
shit.
It's like, hey, you have it. You're quarantined. Everything's quarantined. Like, they know how to respond to it. Whether they not have a cure, there's more, like, the response is more, has more construction to it.
Yeah. There's some creepy footage on the news. There's about five or six airports nationwide or worldwide this week who are screening people as they get off planes.
Yeah.
And they've got, I guess it's just like a temperature thing, but it's a laser. It's like a little laser gun. They just point it at your forehead. Beep. And just they're just reading people's temperatures.
See if you have like a fever. Mm-hmm.
See if you have symptoms. And then, you know, if you do have symptoms, they pull you aside and, you know, talk to you. But just weird just seeing a beep, beep, just pointing this laser gun at people's heads.
But that's what I'm saying. They have these things put in place to like manage an outbreak.
Yeah. But still, it just feels like it could spread
creepy.
So quick.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah. But
I tell you what, I ain't eating no fucking Panda Express till they fix this shit, man. I don't want get that goddamn coronavirus up my orange chicken.
It seems like every few years you hear something, you know, like we had SARS, years,
something
we
gets
had Ebola, the bird flu, you know, this shit's.
What's stuff that always happens to spinach? E. coli,
yeah. Somebody shitting in the garden, I don't know.
Well, not properly clean or something, that's what I say, you know, rinse that stuff out.
And please, rinse off your fruits and veggies. Katie. She loves fruit, just eats fruit, raspberries all the time, just blueberries, pomegranates.
Just running under the sink real quick.
She doesn't, meh. I'm like, sweetie, why not? Like, pesticides, there's shit all over. Even just dust from sitting in a warehouse or something. Like, wash your.
It's a good habit.
She just won't do it. So then every time I go get her some rag, rinse it off. Why is this wet? Why do you think?
That was a perspective I didn't. Oh, we got a hummingbird drama out here.
Uh-oh.
We got somebody trying to lay eggs and another one chasing them off. I don't know. What ex of mine, we were somewhere like eating a salad or something and a bug crawled out of it. And like the perspective, like you think you want to be like, oh, gross. But on the other hand, you're like, well, that's fresh and it's not pesticides.
Yeah, that's true.
I would think that, you know. Maybe rinsing it off would get rid of a bug, but we go to this place. We go to Al Wazir. It's a shawarma place that we only call it Spider Chicken. I told you that story. Yeah.
Spider
Goddamn
chicken.
Goddamn spider just crawling out. I'm like, whatever, man.
Oh man,
that's like that. The idea of what people expect, like the true first world problems. I'll try to make a joke. Pat Bryce, Chicago comic, R.I.P. Patty. I just had a joke about it. Like, imagine just anybody from a third world country hearing someone complain about a hair in their food.
Yeah.
There's a hair in my food. Did you say food? Food? I don't care. There's a fucking eyeball in it. Give it to me.
Yeah.
That's what I was joking. Like, there's a hair in this. Yeah. You're eating meat. It was covered in hair.
Yeah.
Like, if anytime like there's dirt or hair in it, that's if you eat food. It at some point was covered in dirt and or hair. That's where food came from.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be like a black, but like a mistake happens. A hair falls in food. Oh, God, there's a hair on my rare steak. There's one hair from a human who's alive and bathing on my rare flesh
my
that I'm about to eat.
Bloody steak.
Yeah, what the fuck you? Get fucked. Eat your fucking meat, you fucking baby. Here. Like, if there's a cat turd right on top of it, like a garnish, all right, yeah, send it back. But a hair, Pull it out. Finish your food. Shut the fuck up.
It's never bothered me.
Yeah. Stop being such a goddamn chicken shit.
Common human coronaviruses, including types 229E, NL63, OC43, and blah, 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 usually cause mild to moderate upper respiratory tract illnesses like the common cold.
We both cough into the mics through this whole thing.
Most,
it's the last Boogie Monster episode ever, guys. Sorry.
Most people get infected with these viruses at some point in their lives. These illnesses usually only last for a short amount of time.
What is your source? What are you reading?
Symptoms.
Right now?
This is from the CDC's website, actually. Symptoms of a coronavirus:
CDC,
runny nose, headache, cough, sore throat, fever, and a general feeling of being unwell.
Hypochondriacs out there, you have all those things now that they were listed.
Yep.
That's usually, I don't know, sore throat, cough, runny nose.
I have never in my life gone to a doctor for something that I perceived as like, just, I've never gone to the doctor because of a cold or a cough or, you know, just, I do think people need to implement a little bit of grit in their immune system. Just like, fucking roll with it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a runny nose. You're sore throat. Just fucking roll with it.
Well, that was okay. I only remember the last time I got sick was about a year ago, because that's when I went, only because I wrote a bit about going to urgent care. But it was one of those things where I was like, I had sort of a cold, but for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, just give me something. Because like, I'm taking it easy, but I'm not taking, like, it's not making me sick enough to totally go bed rest.
Yeah.
So I'm still doing my shit. So it's like, yeah, I finally went, I'm like, just give me some antibiotics. I'm sick of being this way. Let me get on with it. It's not fixing itself.
Yeah.
You get older, you know, your recovery time's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that my mom was always big with like letting us eat dirt and shit. I used to eat ants.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I think I did that.
She's like, I don't know. You put them in your mouth and they would tickle your tongue and you'd laugh and then they'd die and you'd swallow them. I'm like, you didn't stop this? She's like, you got to eat a little dirt.
You do?
Yeah. Right. She's like, that's why you didn't get sick.
Yeah, you got to build up that immune system.
Scientific relevance of that, but
about every other year, about every 2 years, though, I will get a pretty gnarly case of bronchitis.
Yeah,
when that shit stays with me for like 2 months, and I just deal with it.
Well, maybe that's not how you're supposed to live. Is that like a not having health insurance situation?
Yeah, that's part of it. But
that's part of a bigger problem.
But even
about
if
being
I did,
one of the last first world nations to not have health care for their people,
yeah. But even if I did, I probably wouldn't go for some. Just,
well, you're wrong.
I just.
So you just want to be miserable for 2 months?
I'm not miserable. I mentally get over it, and I just deal with it.
But bronchitis is not a virus. It's a.
I don't know.
Well, it's not spreadable.
Is it not?
I don't know. Look it up.
I mean, I guess that's something I should have been considering. If it is.
Yeah, if you're not getting it taken care of.
Maybe get fixed for other people's benefit. 881 confirmed cases as of right now in China.
It's not contagious. So if you want to just treat yourself like shit, I guess go for it.
Yeah, sure. The U.S. case involves a woman in her 60s from Chicago who had traveled to the central Chinese city of Wuhan where the outbreak began.
Yeah.
It's over here now. It's in the U.K. as well. So there's a lot of cases popping up. I just hope, I don't know, I hope a month from now, there's not hundreds of millions of people dead. That's scary, man. That shit's scary.
I mean, I'm thinking we might be all right, but yeah, stay healthy. Just in general,
yeah.
Take some vitamins. Drink an orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love orange juice so much.
I got a little smoothie blender back here.
Oh, really?
Start doing that. But what was I going to say? Between something else I read about how there's more contaminants in our water than we realize, we're all getting busy dying, so you better get busy living.
There's other stories. We won't get into it today, but there's recent stories of arsenic being found in bottled water. That's scary.
Fuck bottled water.
Fuck bottled water.
Yeah, man. Just get a filter.
Yeah.
You know me, like I'm anti-plastics.
Uh-huh.
and just see like, just how nonchalant like a half a bottle of water gets left.
Yeah.
When like it's an office building or something, like, oh, I forget which one's mine.
Yeah.
Preposterous.
Yeah. I've been utilizing
I got
my
you that.
Christmas gift.
I'll drink random waters.
Uh-huh.
If I'm just like, oh, there's a bunch of people hanging out and bottled water, so I'm like, I'll drink a water that somebody left. I'll mm-hmm. shit.
No?
Give me what you got.
Yeah.
Give me your best shot.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated on this. I hope it doesn't get worse.
What if we're the last broadcast into a disease-free world next week?
Mm.
Went down quick. Ooh, that was fast.
Hey, I got a recipe this week.
You want to talk about the Bigfoot sighting that even you said was bullshit?
Oh, right. Yeah, the Washington State Department of Transportation, they have these cameras set up all over the state to watch some of their roadways. And this week somebody noticed that there was a cutout. Or I believe it's a cutout. There's a Bigfoot silhouette peering behind some trees overlooking a snowy road. And it just looks like a cutout.
Up that way, people legit have cutouts and iron cutouts in their yard.
It's not fun. Don't do that with a Bigfoot cutout.
I think it was exciting.
Get people's hopes up.
Well, it's obvious, but when you're driving, you don't realize they got it in their farm field.
Yeah.
Why is this one fake? Why of all the other proof? I'm spraying my fingers putting quotes around that. Proof is this one.
I read two different articles talking about how it is a cutout, but they didn't say why. They didn't say, like, somebody owned up to, like, yeah, that's my cutout. But just looking at the pictures, I'm not very impressed with the pictures. This is a person who wants to believe more than anyone.
This looks like it's the DOT trying to have a little fun. Mm-hmm. Hey, harmless fun up there.
Yeah.
Somebody also emails we should look into the drone sightings that are happening over Colorado.
I've got my eye on that one. We're probably going to talk about that soon.
Okay. I did a quick look, and somebody's like, it's a military anti-drone force that's their drones that are up there preventing private drones from entering a space that has nuclear
missile silos. And
so
stuff.
It's a drone versus drone.
Yeah. It's the world we're living in.
It's a drone-eat-drone world.
You want to hear this awesome recipe?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I made something completely. I created something beautiful the other day. Created something beautiful.
What'd you do?
All right, I got my own. If you buy Volume 3 of Dave's Kitchen Survival Guide, you will see a recipe for meatballs and marinara. And it's, you know, there's a million different ways to make meatballs and marinara sauce, but I just got a real basic recipe here. But just talking about marinara sauce today. Now, I know what I'm about to say, this modification, thus, doesn't necessarily make it marinara sauce. Once you add meat to it, it's more of a meat sauce. But beer brat marinara just has a better ring to it.
Okay.
I took some beer brats. By the way, a couple days before that, we had a sausage party over at the house. Had a real nice sausage party. Got some brats, some knotwurst, some Italian sausage. Yeah. Oh, it's good times. But I got to thinking, these Johnsonville beer brats, the raw that come packed.
They've got Johnsonville brats.
These are some tasty ass sausages, man. And they come in a pack of six. You find them near the ham and bacon in the refrigerated section, and they're the raw ones, so not the pre cooked ones or pre smoked. These are raw Johnsonville beer brats. Here's what you do: you take a whole pack of those bastards, and you empty out the meat from the casing. You grab one end of it and you treat it like an old tube of toothpaste, and you squeeze it, and you just squeeze it all the way to the end, and all that sausage come out of that casing.
Yeah,
we don't need the casing. Throw the casing away. But get you six of those, squeeze that shit out, heat it over medium heat in a nice pot or Dutch oven, brown up that sausage, chop it up, get it nice, kind of minced up the size that you prefer.
Johnsonville beer brats are those, they're not like pre-infused.
No.
The type, it's just like a brat.
Yeah. I don't really know why
they're just kind of urging you, like, put it in beer.
Yeah. Yeah. And man, they're tasty. So anyway, it's my basic marinara sauce recipe, but I add the beer brat meat to it. So take all that sausage, throw it in a Dutch oven, hit it with a little olive oil, get that shit browned up real nice. Then you want to throw in a diced yellow onion, about a medium-sized yellow onion. Dice that shit, throw it up in there. Get you some fresh garlic. Dice that shit, throw that in there. This is once the sausage has been kind of starting to get brown. 4 tablespoons of tomato paste, throw that shit in there. You're going to cook that out for about 5 minutes, get rid of that little metallic tinny taste that raw tomato paste has. Get you a couple big cans of a good brand of whole peeled tomatoes. Don't get like the Hunt's or the Kroger brand. Get I forgot the name of it, but there's a couple. There's two or three like nice Italian brands. So get you that. Puree that shit. Put it in a blender. Puree those whole tomatoes. Those whole cans. Throw that in there. Then you want to throw in a half a cup of red wine. And what else am I missing here? 3 tablespoons of sugar. 2 fresh bay leaves, and then chop you up some fresh basil.
That's a good gravy.
Gravy's good today. And then just bring it to a boil, and then as soon as it hits a boil, drop it back down to a simmer. Let that shit simmer for an hour. Let it simmer all day. Whatever.
Why isn't this a bolognese sauce?
I'm not saying it's not. But, you know, it's a marinara sauce that I add sausage to. Bolognese, there's a lot more to it. You sometimes add some cream or milk. You're adding beef and pork and veal. You know, this is like a watered-down version of bolognese, but it's just marinara sauce that I've added ground chopped-up beer brats. So, yeah. Yeah, just to recap, I'm looking at my recipe here, and I got it all out of order. But some beer brats, chopped up, thrown in there, pound them up, brown them up, flip it up, turn it down, smack it up, flip it. Yeah.
man.
Couple cans of whole tomatoes pureed, 4 tablespoons of tomato paste, 1/2 cup of cheap red wine, 6 or 8 garlic cloves minced up, 1 yellow onion minced up, thrown in there, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 2 bay leaves, a little bit of basil. Salt and pepper, bada bing, bada boom. Oh, I threw in some smoked paprika on mine, too. And, boy, there you go. It is so flavorful. It's flavor town, baby. It's good times. Beer brat marinara.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Sorry. I'm on the sex offenders website for the neighborhood. And this guy's a block away. Look at this fella. Look at this guy.
Oh, no.
Look at old...
Oh, jeez. Does it have his address?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on him.
He looks like he's like a game show host from the 70s. He's smiling in his picture.
Of course he is. Because he's horny.
Yeah. That's even worse is that like then people know where you live, but they're like, hey, you're horny.
Oh, man. On that, that 60 Minutes piece I was telling you about, they interviewed one guy, 79-year-old man, who was caught with child porn. And everybody else they talked to was, like, remorseful and trying to turn their life around. And he was like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I looked at it and I enjoyed it. Like, oh. Like, he was feisty. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with it. As long as you're looking, I ain't doing nothing to nobody other than look. Like, okay.
Oh, no.
All right, buddy.
I'm just looking at, like, these people are still in, like high-income areas. Anyway,
I bet you he's got some thick glasses. He's not wearing.
I'm not seeing any glasses on these people.
He took them off for the mugshot. Yeah. You keep an eye on weird looking dudes with bad comb overs and thick glasses. Stay the fuck away from me. Not that I'm the target, but
got a couple gals on here. See, that's the thing. They don't tell you what for. They don't tell you if it is that kind of like I got caught. You know, was that in a movie? I was peeing next to a playground at night, but then because it was a playground,
yeah.
I've pissed on a lot of playgrounds in the middle of the night.
I told you about the time I accidentally parked in front of when I was in the van. I accidentally parked right in front of a elementary school.
Whoops!
Yep, and I'm just like brushing my. It's 8 a.m. I'm brushing my teeth, spitting it out the window, and there's just a train of.
Yeah, you want to talk
kids.
About you're sitting at a mall looking at people? It's you for every parent that went to that school. God damn, man!
I was like, oh shit! Like as soon as I realized where I was, I got the hell out of there, and people were looking. People were rubbernecking. At this
they should be.
Weirdo brushing his teeth
as
in the
they should be.
Driver's seat of a fucking cargo van.
As they should be.
man, I think we're both getting the coronavirus.
Oh, damn, this tells you what people did.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck.
What did Grandpa Touchy do there?
Fuck. Convicted. So he went to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
He was released in 1991, so that would have made him. All right, well, we could do this off air. Yeah. Anyway, get to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything to plug?
Nah.
No?
When's this? What day is it?
28th.
Yeah, I got dates out there.
Yeah,
I bet be around.
People
I'll be out.
Figure it out. Patreon.com/boogiemonster. $4 a month. Bonus Q&A and Dave's Kitchen.
Yeah. February. That's I'll tell you. Baltimore, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Charlottesville, Asheville. Do it.
There you go.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.